Oh, let your name, Lord. Oh, let your name, Lord. Oh, boy. I have one question for you. Do you abhor yourself yet? It's kind of hard to do that, isn't it? In the generation that teaches to love yourself. Lovers of their own self. When you love yourself, you can't be a lover of God. You know, I'm talking to, 25, 30 people who've heard me preach day after day, hour after hour, and still sit there, don't know how to respond, don't know how to react, because they're self. Like natural, brute, beast. And I very carefully told you what the word brute meant. Ignorant. A cow don't know anything else to do except to be a cow. A sheep don't know anything else but to be a sheep. A bird don't know anything else but to... Why does a bird fly? Because I'm a bird. And because we are so... I don't know what word to use anymore. The scripture that came to me this morning, one of them was... Ever learning. About every moment of your life, you're learning something. Everything that happens to you, you're learning something. Yeah. And in all your learning, still not able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And see, right away, because of your iniquity, you put up a front. You throw up a thing. And you rejoice in that because you love yourself. People want me to say something good about people, but there's nothing good to say. Amen. And then when you talk about the goodness of God, amen, these good people, oh God, ain't God good? Oh God! Oh, never mind. You've done that too long. And I'm not impressed by it. And of course, you're not impressed by me. We know you. We don't impress each other too much, do we? Do we? And we won't come to the point where we learn one thing. I am nothing. I'm rich. I'm increased with goods. And I don't need anybody, anything, or anyone. And of course, when I say that about you, that endears me to your heart, doesn't it? Because I speak the truth in Christ concerning you. And I lie not. Now, what kind of a backlash comes from that one? All I do is look around. Look at the ones I've been pointing out this week. I say, look at that, look at that one, look at that one. And look and see how many eyes are enlightened. Because our foolish heart is darkened. Light has become darkness. And behold, how great a darkness it is. See how dark it is? So how can you walk in the light when all around us is darkness? So dark that we look dark. Mm-hmm. And we don't still want to abhor ourselves. Still won't do it. Just before I came out of the house, you know, I was watching a little video on Paul in the early church, and one picture they showed was a Herod cut off James' neck. He killed him. And he saw, it says that when he saw, and it says when he saw, look, see, you don't know the scripture. What did he see? He saw that it pleased the Jews. See, you don't know the scriptures. And now you're going to get puffed up, mate. You never read that? Well, I asked you, then what did he saw? What did he see? Right there in the scriptures. Oh, you know the scriptures, right? I asked you again, what did he see? It actually says, and when it saw, when it cut off the head of James, can you see that? Now, the way they depicted it on this video was unique. It wasn't, James wasn't on his knees. They had him tied up. Well, I wrestled with this all morning again. Who the hell am I? Then the Lord comforted my heart. Blessed are you when men revile you. Amen. You'll do it right now, won't you? Amen. You'll sit there and revile me or disagree with me. Yes, I'm looking right at you. You're not persuading anybody else next to you that what I'm doing is right. No, you're not. You're not going to get overwhelming and say, whoa, glorious, that's the truth. That's the problem. No, you're not going to do it. No. No, you're not. And three times now, I gave you a chance to say it, and you still didn't do it, see? See? I led you into it, and I'll get to that in a minute, too. I'm trying my best not to let this move me away from the overwhelming things taking place on this earth. For instance, if you looked at the news this morning, you would find out that South Carolina is the number one state now for the virus. Columbia, Charleston was mentioned. I know you damn folks. You don't know what's going on in the world, do you? You don't know what's going on. You sit right here in this little place where God has provided for us. And you sit right here and God said, buy that farm. Build that tabernacle. Put these houses out here. Well, plant that garden. And you don't even know what's going on. And if somebody tells you, it won't be long, Sister Burgess, they might not allow you to come here. See, we don't believe this is happening, do we? Do we? Nothing seems to move these people. Hard. Yeah, they had James standing up, and a Roman soldier standing with a sword. You amaze me. You would just insist on saying, I got it. But I look right past that, right down into that heart. And I'm telling you, your hearts are not right. I saw where Paul was talking to before the high priest, and in came that sorcerer. Now, you all know about him. Isn't that right? You know about the sorcerer, don't you, Paul? What about him? Huh? And Paul blinded the man. I said, my God, we got to see that kind of demonstration. He said, I'll kill him. I'll kill him one of these. I'll do it. Because they don't believe nothing I say. Glory. Nothing I do. Glory. Glory. I'm talking to you. Yes. Power, no. Amen. Put your head back again. Thank you, Father. Go ahead and interpret something.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. He cut off the head of James. Yes. Right in front of all the people.
Oh, yes.
And they shouted. They rejoiced. And he said, boy, that pleased the Jews. Hey, you Jews. To the Jew first.
Hallelujah.
He sought then to take Peter.
Hallelujah.
And he did. Thrust him in jail.
Jesus.
See, you folks, if you know the scripture, you would be right there with me. Oh, but I know the Lord. of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, how in the world do you do that?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Don't you know the hand of God's on you?
Yes, Lord. Glory. Amen. Glory.
It wasn't long after that Herod got up and he spoke like a god. Yep. And the figure said, "That's the voice of a god, not a man." And poof, God killed him. Yes. Yes. Well, let's see. Come on, God. Are you still the same God today?
Yes. Yes.
If I'm just speaking as a man, kill me.
My God. Oh, God.
You're the same God. You're not going to allow it to go on, are you?
Oh, God. Same God.
And I'm killed all the day long, ain't I?
Oh,
but not by God.
Oh, hallelujah.
By your long tongues, by your spirit.
Glory, God.
By your self-will.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Being filled with all unrighteousness. Fornication. See, now, I start using these words again because I was watching the court again, how they approved them. You're not allowed to discriminate if somebody is a faggot or gay or lesbian if they walk through that church. Well, you're not allowed to put them out. The only thing in my spare is here is this is still private property. But even then, get the hell out, folks! You're doing it to me again!
Amen.
So void of understanding!
Oh,
I don't understand what you're doing. What got you like? Oh, God, because I see this scriptures coming to pass.
Oh,
despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows.
Yes, Lord.
Acquainted
yes, Lord.
With grief.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Jesus! Amen. Oh, God!
And you won't move, will you?
Jesus.
You've been so pretty.
Thank you, Father. Yes.
You've been so pretty.
Yes.
And you won't even rejoice over that, will you?
True.
Or weep over it. Not.
Oh, Jesus.
You look at the eye I am. And I keep calling you bluff, don't I?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Being filled with all unrighteousness. Fornication. Now, I keep trying to tell you. When the Bible talks about this, in order to magnify this, he lets you see what it is in the flesh.
Amen.
Adultery, fornication. And then he goes, I still remember some years ago when I was sitting at a table. And Brother Chris Genrich was sitting there. A brother that I consider very knowledgeable. He still to this day won't rejoice in the fact that God said, don't leave that. That's my servant. And then get the hell out and walk right out of here in flat buoyancy. How brazen are you going to be this morning? How brazen are you going to walk in here, wipe your mouth, and say, I did nothing wrong? No fear in their faces. Nothing but defiance. That's because you just don't get the fact how close this is. Could happen today, could it? Would it? We watch God close the door on people right in this tabernacle. And some of you can't understand why he didn't close it on me.
Okay.
Yeah, right here I stood right and said, God, go to hell.
Oh, God.
What kind of a God would let you do that?
Oh, God.
And then keep telling you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amen.
Of course, we don't believe in amazing things anymore. Well, you're just saying those things to cover your sin. Have I ever committed fornication? Absolutely. Even if I didn't commit fornication, I committed adultery, or I've been deceived in my own mind. It's just a category that defines. And all these sins mean nothing to God.
True.
Except you don't believe it.
Right. Glory.
Yes.
Oh, God. Jesus.
All have sinned.
Oh.
That means all have committed fornication. All have committed adultery. All have lied. All have been deceitful workers. All. 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 talk like that because I'm just worried with it. What worries me more is the way you folks hear it.
Yes.
The way you respond.
Yes, amen.
Oh. It wouldn't take long to get you out of here. Just say, God bless you, I'm done. Run for the door.
Thank you, Jesus.
How do I know that? Boy, it's done every week. It ain't long, hard to get you folks not to come to prayer. You just keep talking about it. You think after all my talking about it, you wouldn't miss it for nothing.
Bless Jesus. Your name, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
You're proud as he moved away. Oh, I see. Somebody took her seat. So she moved in front of you. Give an example, Sister Burgess. My God, my dear sister.
Hello.
I hardly ever have served without picking on you. And all I want you to do is what you always do. See, now you're all looking at her instead of you doing it.
Hey?
See? Huh? You never seen her do it, huh? Well, I don't think I have to. No, she don't have to either. Let's just praise the Lord that we don't have to. And you don't have to do it like that. Oh, Elijah prayed, Father God, let it be known that thou art God.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Do you know God is God?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Do you know God as God?
Glory.
The only one true God? Beside him there is no other. You want to talk about commandments of God? It's the first one. Thou shalt love the Lord,
thy God.
So, if you're worshiping the world, that's your God. If you're worshiping your wife, your children, or your race, or your color, that's your God. You bow down to all of that. How about if you worship a lie? That's your God. Anybody ever do that? Anybody ever believe a lie? Took the truth right out of it, didn't it? See, now there's several things that goes on. For instance, somebody's been fussing at Billy Graham's son because they got all upset with the kid. You know, how can I tell you nothing about it?
Thank you, Lord.
Another big caption come out this morning. Who is Jesus? And they tried to prove it. What color is he? And Jesus told you very carefully because he wasn't sure who he was. Oh, leading counters. Jesus himself didn't say he was perfect. He didn't. He just was perfect. That's all. Whosoever does not offend in word
or deed.
The same is a perfect. Well, Jesus didn't offend anybody. Yet everybody got offended with him. He did nothing to offend nobody. Nothing.
No.
He went about doing good. He was no respecter of persons. Why don't somebody in this damn house raise up and say that's the truth? Yeah. I saw a guy trying to prove that Jesus is he white or black? Was he a Jew or Gentile? Then he quotes the Bible. Said he shouldn't be white. Because most of the churches that present Jesus as white. He's not white. Hey, Jesus is not white. He's right. He's not black. No. He's God. Whom do men say that I am? Why, they say you're a Jew or you're black or you're white or you're Presbyterian or you... No. Well, whom do you say? Whom do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? Why, thou art the Christ. You are the revelation of Almighty God. When you see me, you see the Father. Can they see God in you? When they see you and Christ in you, what do they see?
God.
Yeah, but you're the devil. But God loves sinners. God so loved. God so loved. God so loved. Oh, God so loved. God so loved.
Glory.
This is a faithful saying. Boy, if I preach this, I get everybody mad at this. Everybody is upset.
Lord.
But I haven't sinned like you. You're like hell you haven't.
I have sinned like you.
Glory.
Compare yourself with yourself. You're not very wise. There are some sins I've never committed. You know what? I've never been drunk.
Amen.
Never.
Yeah.
Not once in my life have I been drunk. No. Never. The boy, ain't he not a good guy? Why don't you folk repent of your wickedness?
Hallelujah.
You know what happened to the sorcerer when he was trying to turn the high priest against Paul? Paul said, you ain't going to see nothing anymore. Blinded his eyes. It's an age of blindness, isn't it? Darkness everywhere and gross darkness. And here I am turning on the light this morning and you can't see it? Or don't want to? We're living in a generation that doesn't want to serve God, doesn't want to know who God is. They're ever learning because they're trying to learn the mysteries of this world. And they do pretty good. They can describe the workings of your mind, the functions of your liver, the motivation of your lungs, the beat of your heart. The other day I asked Brother Edward about vital signs. Brother Timothy was the one that reminded me of vital signs.
Yes.
He might have forgotten, but one day, because he started out to learn to be a physician.
Yes.
Now we got to say to him, physician, heal yourself. Vital signs? You think I don't know the vital signs of spiritual life? Some of you folk are dying. Your heart is not beating right. Your mind's not functioning too well. Vital signs. And one of the things that will pronounce you dead is brain dead. When it no more gets signals from the brain for the heart to beat.
My Lord.
Or the blood to flow.
Yes.
Are we spiritually brain dead and we don't know the blood still flows?
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Boy, now
thank you, Lord. Blood. Thank you.
Jesus was called the great physician. I'm here in his stead. So I'm been informed about vital signs. Twice dead. Plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea. Foaming out their own shame.
Hallelujah.
Ah. And with all this deceivableness, what a statement. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. What deceit, isn't it? Your unrighteous deeds, you think they're right, and you're deceived. They're not right. There is a way that seems. How about this point? Are you doing what seems right here?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, God.
I did thank God for some of you moving around.
Oh, God.
Sister told me she was going to move, and she was worried about James. Now, here I go again. I'm going to embarrass you again, ain't I?
Hello.
Oh, we have it, but we have. She wanted to move.
Yes.
Because I see some of you folk have moved.
Yes.
Now, some of you haven't. Because I told you, you don't want to keep sitting in the same place.
Yes.
All right.
You don't want to stay in the same place. You want to move on.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Now watch the way you talk. because she mentioned to me that she has a hard time sitting over there because of what? My neck. She's sitting over there and only that looks that way. So she won't sit over there so she can look this way or look straight away. Okay, we got plenty of seats. Then I see Dennis move too. Isn't that nice? Look at that. He's sitting next to Sister Powell. Was she so social distancing? Don't want to get too socialized. What the hell are you folk going to be able to hear the truth without making a joke out of it?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
My people are being destroyed. The Lord reminded me of that again the other day when I stepped into the dining hall one day. Look at all you folk and all those other smart aleck that took off. And I quoted this scripture. We're going to lose the ship. And you're going to tell me we haven't lost the ship? Are you going to tell me that? Oh, Brother Brown, I just quoted a scripture.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Now find the place where Paul said, it's right there in the book. Y'all know where it's at. 20th chapter of Acts, is it? Hey, peanut brains, you rebellious house. Well, we don't believe you. That you mean, yeah. See, you don't even hear this. You don't even want to hear this. In the book. Boy, they tear that book apart.
Glory, glory, glory.
God, did they twist it around.
Thank you, Lord God.
Did they wrestle with the scriptures.
Yes, yes.
But not to their own destruction.
Glory, God.
Well, that's what God said.
Yes.
Okay. Isn't this something? Who's gonna read it? Start from the beginning. I want to emphasize the part where Paul starts talking about the ship.
Yes. All right. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have
hearkened. Sirs! You should have hearkened now to me. You got to load the ship, you guys back there, if you don't straighten up. You're going to lose your place in the gospel ship.
Oh, Jesus, my Lord. Oh, God. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Look at the defiance. Just look at it.
Oh, bless you.
I can hear you going. What about you? I come pretty close to losing it. If I lost my way. I went astray.
Amen.
And then God fixed the story. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I even tell you about that. When they let me out of the courtroom, you damn folk, you wicked ones, I was not allowed to come to this tabernacle.
Amen.
Hey, Brother Mark, are you here? I have in my house a restriction on a probationary system I'm under.
Thank you, God.
I'm here on probation.
Thank you, God.
Still on trial.
Thank you, God.
And I got to abide by the rules of probation.
Thank you, God.
I have on my leg a monitor. I have in my spirit a monitor, the Holy Ghost. And I'm on probation.
Glory, God. Glory, God.
My probation requires I come and talk to you.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Father. Glory.
To reprove.
Hallelujah.
To rebuke.
Yes.
Who in the world would want to do that with you? With that probation on me. Anyone could turn me in. That gets your damn phones. I'm going to call them. They'll be right here. But he's threatening our lives. He's jeopardizing our safety. You folks don't see nothing, do you? Terry, will you come here, Terry? My little bodyguard, they call you one of my henchmen. Hello there, brother henchmen. When those policemen came on these grounds about a month ago?
Yes, sir.
Did you go after them?
Yes, sir.
What? Shorty?
True.
What'd you do?
Follow them, see what they wanted.
Did they like that?
No, sir.
How come, Terry? They didn't like it?
No, sir.
What did they do?
They ignored us for about 3 times around the farm, finally, this stuff, and asked them what they wanted. So we're just checking things out.
Yeah, see, God checks me out.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Is that what you're doing this morning, checking me out? Well, I got news. The Holy Ghost is checking me in.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Glory. I'm getting a checkup.
Yes, sir.
Glory. Amen. And then when I tell you what happened that day,
right.
with all this on me,
yes, sir.
I heard that these guys were following them around.
Right.
And so I picked up, damn your whole face.
Amen.
I went to Brother Brown said, come on, Brother Brown. Amen. I want to see what they do with my brother.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And I met him right over there.
Yes, sir.
Pulled right up next to him.
Yes.
And the first thing the guy said, hey, Brother Stan, how you doing?
Amen. Amen.
Well, would you want to go run to the college when you're on probation?
Nope.
Amen. True.
Hey, you're on probation. You want to go run to Jesus? Go right ahead. Make sure you fill up. How's it going, Lord?
Amen.
How am I making out?
Amen.
Amen.
Boy, you folk are so vital. I ask you, would you have run to the police? I did. Because I was concerned about how they were treating my brother. For you folk, I can't believe you are so dense.
Yes.
Even Edward commented.
Yes.
Are you a good witness, Edward?
Yes, I am.
Sure?
Yes.
What did you witness?
I witnessed that sheriff, his attitude changed immediately. Yes. His spirit.
How about you? Can I get your change of attitude?
Yes. Yes,
Lord.
Huh?
All right.
Amen. Oh, God.
So how's everything going? I said, okay. He said, thank you. Took off. Haven't seen him since.
No. That's right.
Thank you, God.
But I see you.
Hallelujah.
See a lot of you folks take off. Thank God it brings you back, but I don't know how much longer it's going to be happening like that. See, you folks don't really. That's all. Just sit there again. Everything God's asking of you in this final hour is reasonable.
Right.
It's not an unreasonable service. It's reasonable for you to be at prayer time. It's reasonable for you to be at the dining hall. It's reasonable for you to be in the wheat picking. It's reasonable. Present your body a living sacrifice.
Yes.
Sacrifice.
Yes.
It might bring pain. It might bring hurt.
Right.
It might bring... But you just sacrifice that.
Right.
Present your body a living sacrifice. Holy!
Yes.
And that word holy is W-H-O-L-L-Y. It's not H-O-L-Y. It's W-H-O-L-L-Y.
Yes.
Well, I'm pretty good at spelling, huh?
Yes.
What's the difference between that holy and the other holy? Holy means entire.
Yes.
Your whole spirit,
yes.
soul,
yes.
and body be preserved blameless.
Yes.
Holy.
Yes.
Holy.
Yes. Holy.
You don't hold back nothing.
Glory.
They don't know what I'm talking about. And I go through this with you over and over and over again. But it's going to stop. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because we're back to that receiving business again.
Yes.
Let me update that, all right? Because they receive not the profit.
My Lord. Oh God.
In all things. It doesn't say that. Well, the love of the truth, and the truth is, I'm a manifestation of God's love. Jesus was God's love manifested. They didn't love that truth. And why the hell are you? See, right there, you folks say, my God, I don't see it. I missed that, Lord. What with me? No, you won't do that. Too haughty. Too proud. I watch you folk every single day, twice a day. I stand in front of you in that dining hall, and this is the kind of response I get from almost every one of you. This is starting.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless your name, oh God.
I read where Paul went to Damascus, and the unbelieving Jews stirred up. to try to get them to kill him. And he had to get out through a basket.
Yes.
Then he had to trust the brothers on top to let him down. I got to trust you folk. And boy, it's kind of tough. I'm a basket case. But in order to preserve Paul, they put him in the basket, and they had to be take care of that basket case. See, now, what? See, instead of you just saying, wow, that's a new way of putting it. No, you won't do that. I'm a basket case.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, we're a basket case.
Yes.
Boy, is God good to us.
Yes.
Yes. We're a basket case.
Yes.
We're trying to escape this wickedness in this world. And
yes.
It's everywhere.
Yes.
After having escaped the corruption, that's where you've escaped, and God brought you out of it. Some of you won't even let them bring you out. Because you don't think there's no corruption in your family, in your children. They'll turn right on you. They'll betray you. Yeah, they will. And they do, and they are.
Hallelujah.
Wow. I can see why they want to do it away with the old King James Version. So they can make it say what they wanted to say. But this has been authorized by God.
Amen. Thank you, God.
The version, the King James Version, was not written by holy men. But what they wrote was, or translated what was written by holy men. And because these men are unholy, they translate it in the language. And unless you're holy, you don't understand the spiritual language.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory
to
God.
Well, I understand. You do, huh? You really understand me? Really? You really understand why I'm so beside myself? You really understand that? You really understand why I'm rebuking all the time? Can't say nothing good about you. You know why? You know why I can't say nothing good about you? Because there's nothing good about you. Ain't God good?
Yes.
So, the only goodness you can have is the goodness of God.
Yes.
And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for me and you, my soul cries out, hallelujah!
Glory.
How many times have I walked out of this right here and I said, boy, if I get through this day,
yes,
after preaching like this,
bless you.
And we're getting less listeners every day, I have to deal with that for a long time.
Yes.
Do I really want this place full? Huh?
Bless it. Thank you, Jesus.
Now with people like this, you folk aren't going to budge, are you? You're not going to just say, whoa, it's me. Oh, if I say, Taylor, do it, you'll do it. Still, I haven't heard you cry out except once or twice.
Lord God, save you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because Peter did that, the whole ship was saved.
Glory.
See, if you knew the story now, if you knew that what's written,
Jesus.
The ship, and we're about to flee it of the ship. And I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall no loss be of any man's life among you, but of the ship.
I'm talking about the time when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter cried out, Lord, save me, lest I perish. And by Jesus saving Peter, he saved everybody else on the ship. Why don't you get it reading? Damn you, folk, you just sit there in defiance of me.
Glory, God.
Brother Brown, what the hell are you going to do with this?
Yes, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Am I going to yell at you so much you get out of here?
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God! Lord, save
saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sing.
What kind of wind blowing around here today? What kind of wind? How about the wind you had Trump? Or the Congress? Yes. Or the judges? Yes. Or the preachers? Just a bunch of windbags.
Yes.
Every wind.
Amen. Amen. Jesus.
Brother Stair, they passed a law that said you can't stop folk if they come and they're homosexual. Well, we can. We don't even want to. We might be able to convince them they're sinners. Yes. And they can call upon Jesus. Yes. And he's able to save all to the uttermost. Yes. All of them. Yes. Hey, sinners, I got a message for you. Yes. Jesus Christ came into the world to say, sinners! Yes. Sinners! Yes. Sinners! Yes. Sinners! Yes. God be merciful to me. Yes. Now, if I can't get those faggots or drunks to ignite, that's why I can tell you God can't save faggots. Because they won't confess that as sin. And that's why some of you can't be saved. Because you won't confess your rebellion as sin.
Yes, Lord.
And God only saves sinners.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Oh, you go, boy, that is so true. This is a faithful saying. This is a saying of a faithful one. This is a faithful saying. The faithful one. The faithful one. He's faithful. He's the faithful one. This is a faithful saying. And worthy for everybody to accept. Everybody. Every single one of us. You can't get Mr. Trump to confess he's a sinner. What did Jesus do? What is that? Huh? No, it's a sin. Somebody talking words of life here. It's a sin. God be merciful to me. That I treat this so nonchalant. That I don't put no weight to it. Just a waste of time. One day I was sitting in the house, and my wife said to me, "You better get in the Word. You really preach the Word." Said, "I get nothing out of your preaching anymore." Look at there. And I said to her, "I understand, for they will not endure. That's why the guys at the river are in here. Because they don't consider this preaching of this end time message a sound doctrine. So they heap themselves teachers like most of them. Oh, God's going to give a great revival. Oh, I had a vision the other night and God's going to give America greatness again. Oh, no, 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 no. God's going to destroy this nation. He's going to destroy the whole nation. Yes. Even this whole nation, Democrats, Republicans, black folk, white folk, Indian folk, so-called good folk, bad folk, he's going to destroy them. Yes. Ashes under our feet. Yes. But I said to myself, isn't that somehow God kept me out of the political thing? Kept me out of Social Security? No matter what I say to you folk, you just won't. When I asked all these brothers, when I found out that they were giving Social Security, some of you brothers were not giving much because you didn't have anything. So I asked you to go and check your Social Security. Hey, Terry, has that been profitable for you?
Yes.
Now you can give, don't you, Terry?
Yes,
isn't that something?
Amen.
And so you can give while you got the chance.
Yes. Amen.
Let them drag your case out till Jesus comes.
Yes.
And keep on giving that monthly check.
Yes.
And you get the job giving it. Wow!
Glory.
Some of you folks don't even know he gives, do you? He even tried to snow job me. I saw that thing laying on my chair. At first I wondered, where'd that come from? Yeah, an envelope with about $1,200, Terry.
Yes, sir.
You damn people. You sit right there, and again, you're defying me with that dumb look in your eyes. Now, Terry don't want me to tell you about that. He didn't put it there. Yeah, they hit it on me. He knew if I looked around long enough, I'd find it. For the first time in years, he's able to give. And give cheerfully and joyfully. And still able to buy his dark glasses. Now you see through a glass darkly. You see me better with the dark glasses than you do without any glasses at all, is it, Terry? Are you folk ashamed how little you know the workings of the Spirit of God? I went and got this because I was watching this damn junk that goes on in the news, and the preacher's doing this, preacher's doing that. But is Jesus real? Is the King James Version, is it really the Word of God? How are we going to know if Jesus was God? Jesus was not perfect. He was the perfect gift. Amen. He was not the perfect man, but he's the perfect gift. Yes. He was a just man made perfect. Yes. He was just a man, just a man, just a man. God became just a man, but he became perfect. Yes. God. Wow! They won't do it, God, my Lord. Then when I ask him why aren't you responding right? Why? Because you don't respond right in almost every situation. Hallelujah. We're living in an age of unrighteousness. I go back to the story I was talking about with Chris. One day we're sitting at the table, and this main subject comes up of adultery. And you're all adulterers. Yes. And you won't confess it because you don't believe it. You go back out to the world for anything. You look to the world for anything. You are an adulterer. You're supposed to be looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of your faith, who with the joy that was set before him became a man, that he became a manifestation of God. Wow, did I just say that? Would y'all excuse me a minute? Can I be excused for a moment? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to encourage myself. I'm going to encourage myself. Woo! 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 What would you do if you read a scripture like this? That they all might be damned. Preach the word right there. Preach the word. And then you sit amongst people who don't have no love for the truth. Anybody know who is truth? Pilate said, what's truth? The scripture tells you what truth is. It says the word of God's truth. What's the word of God? Why won't you answer me? Jesus Christ is the word of God made flesh so we can understand the truth. Wow. Boy. Ever learning, but not able. I can't see it that way. I can't understand that. And we just love it, don't we? We like to make that excuse. And with all the deceivers of unrighteousness. I don't see nothing right about that. The righteous Savior hanging on the cross?
Oh, yeah.
Was that right?
Oh, yeah.
He's hanging on that cross. He condemned sinners? No, he's not hanging on the cross to against condemned sinners. He's hanging on the cross to save sinners. Yeah. And you want to say away with them, away with them, away with them, away with them? Jesus Christ came in this place this morning to save sinners. Yeah. Sinners, 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 sinners. Yeah. Yes. Cast your net on the other side. Sir, let me tell you something. I've been fishing on this lake for 25 years. I know where the fish are. Hey, Timothy, can you tell me when the fish are in the place to be caught? Timothy, you're a fisherman. You can tell when the crappies are running here. Sure, he knows where to go.
My Lord.
Yeah, he does. Lord. Now, I probably wouldn't go to the place he goes. Because I don't know that much about fishing.
My Lord.
Hard to believe there's fish out here in this pond. In fact, I saw a crane last night. Yeah. And you know what it was doing? Because I saw them fish you don't put in there, boys. We put some fish in that pond, didn't we? Larry! Well, that fish, that old crane says, hey, hey, hey!
Hallelujah.
Now we might find out where all our fish disappeared to. Boy, them cranes are made to catch fish. They got them long legs, and that long neck, and that long nose, and boom.
Amen.
I haven't seen one now until yesterday. I said, uh-oh. They found out we got some nice little... How big are they, Larry? Larry! How big is the fish? No, I didn't say that. How big are the fish you put in there? 8 inches. Yes, sir, boy. Mm-mm. That old crone, you walking?
Yeah.
You ever see a catch a fish?
Yes.
How in the world can it be faster than a fish?
Right.
Are you folk ever going to come on down from your haughtiness?
Oh, God.
Ask you one simple question, you can't answer me. I got to describe it.
Thank you, Father.
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Because they receive not. Oh, I receive the truth. That's not it. The love. Are you loving the truth?
All right, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hmm? Oh, I don't mean this, but what? The love of the truth, which is the message of the love of God.
Hallelujah. Yes,
they won't receive that.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, how he... Now, that ain't the way to say it. That's too nice.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how... Oh, how he loves me and you! Wow! Who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. See, now, if I try to talk a little bit about what's happening, Billy Graham's son, of course, you see what you have with Billy Graham and his son and all these other, they're rich. These are rich preachers that have access to the rich president, and they get along quite well. And I told you there about how Jeffries, and who was a favorite pastor of Mr. Trump, yeah, Robert Jeffries, pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, with a membership of a couple thousand more. Why are you doing that to me? I just start telling something very true. Anyone can check it out. He's even called Mr. Trump's pastor. Hey! Why does that not shake you a little bit? Look, yell at you, scream at you. Why? But the only way I'm going to get some reaction out of you is to hurt you. Ouch.
Lord.
I tried to tell you yesterday, Joyce Myers, which is an advisor to the president, a spiritual advisor. Hey! Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Both of them have received over $2 million from the so-called stimulus program. Now, what they do is what they offered me the other day. They wanted to give me some money as a loan, but then they forgive the loan. In other words, you have to pay it back. Right. And the reason why they do what they don't do, because they use that, so they keep the church going and pay their workers, pay their bills alone. Because contributions in church have dropped down. Can I get out of here, God? If I gotta sit and mope, I'll mope in my house. People, they just make no effort, no striving to enter in.
Oh, bless you, Lord God.
It's nonchalant, at ease in Zion.
Oh,
what does that have to do with it? What does that? Money! Billy Graham's son is a multi-millionaire. His dad was a billionaire. Goes around running a Samantha purse to feed the hungry, but won't take his own money to do it. Where did they learn that from? From their mama. What do you mean their mama? Where did we learn this religious system we got? From our mama? Daughters of the whore? We run a church system like a whore. Unfaithful to God. And see, because I won't do it, I won't. You know, I can tell people this. Watch this. We've been on the, Brother Timothy, how long ago we built this tabernacle? 1998. And we've never taken an offering in this tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
Never.
Never.
Will y'all please say that?
Never.
If I would take your money and I wouldn't let you have make it an offering, you give an offering.
Never.
I don't take your money. I don't make, require you to give so much money to be here. But you do, no, if you give it all, what else does it do?
Right.
Well, how would you let me say, all right, you folk, and I've seen God do that.
Yeah.
One day God said to me, there's $10,000.
Yeah.
And that people just like you, who'd given everything.
Right.
And what? Why would you ask for $10,000? I did ask. I just said, God told me, there's
$10,000.
Right. Yeah. Damn it, you won't budge, will you? Will you? Will you? We're a bunch of damn hardheads. Our head's so hard, our heart's got hard. Nothing moves us. Then you get mad because I tell you this. I told you I got the money for this. We didn't even ask for permission to build it. And they come up and checked us out. We didn't even know it was here until they found it. So we had to have them come up and inspect the building. Timothy, you helped them do it. They come looking to see if we'd done right. And so in order to make us to comply, they give us one little thing to do. What was it, Timothy? Huh?
Exit
sign. Well, we don't have these doors for you to get out. We have these doors for you to get in. Of course, now, since we're telling you to get out, the exit signs. That's not an exit. Let me take that one down and put it back here. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Mr. Trump and this nation is not going to proceed too much longer in this folly. Oh, you love it, don't you? Oh, you're a patriot, huh? That's fair. Of course, our nation's not the world, is it? Our government's not of the world, is it? The government of God is not a Supreme Court.
Hallelujah.
Or a Constitution. We don't live by the Constitution. We have a higher law. We live by the law of God.
Yes.
The law of love.
Yes.
You won't have no racism in love.
No,
no you won't. No, you won't, and no, you don't.
Yes.
You don't want somebody because they're black or white.
No.
The only one God loves is sinners, and black and white, rich and poor, capital and younger. You're sinners. You're a bunch of sinners.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ came into the world,
yes,
to save sinners, to bring you out. My God. Come, you sinners. Lost and hopeless. Don't put no hope in Trump, or your Constitution, or your money, or your land, or your family. Put your hope in God. The righteous judge. close to what I want you to do. Yeah, this morning in the news, they tell us that Charleston and Columbia are the greatest places in America with disease. There's nothing bothering us. I try to tell you all along, tell my daughter. I wonder why Teresa, when she moved, she didn't move out of South Carolina. I wonder why Naomi, she's still in South Carolina. I wonder why you're in South Carolina.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Safe place. Safe. Safe in the arms
of Jesus. Safe on His gentle
bread. Might be nice for you to live off this ground, but it's not safe. Because they're going to tighten that down and tighten it down. Well, I'm going to the overcomer. No, you can't do that. We're going to quarantine the traveling. We can't guarantee that you won't carry some virus over there, or you won't pick up some virus over there. You're sitting there like a bunch of damn fools, and you don't realize this is coming down. Let's go back again to the prophecy. They will restrict your travel. I spoke that in 98. They're not doing it. I'd like to know why you folk can't rejoice over the truth of God's word. Troublesome times are here. Filling each heart with fear. So you got to get to the point where you say, I will serve God and I will not fear what man can do. We know what they can do to us if God would let them. We saw them come right and take charge. They took everything that, and not one time did they offer to give any of it back. Not one time. Not one time. Hey, Brother Rob, would you like to have that server back? The one they took?
Hallelujah.
That was a very expensive machine. It did everything we're trying to do with a bunch of machines. Right? They won't give it back. Why don't you go ask for it back? Well, my server harness, that's one night. Isn't it amazing how God gave us servers?
Yes.
Hello there, server!
Yes.
Serving the Lord!
Yes.
Whoa!
Yes.
Come bless the Lord!
Come bless the Lord!
Oh, you servers! Come on, you servers! You servers!
We
stand in this night season!
Yes!
In the house of the Lord! Lift up your hands! Let's sing that like we mean it.
Yes.
Fervent!
Yes.
Come bless the Lord! All your servants who stand in this night season in the house where the light shines!
Lift up your
hands! Standing on
holy ground,
and I know, where? Right next to you.
So glad you're here
in Jesus' name.
So glad you're here in Jesus' name.
And since the bird maybe one of the days they might put us in lockdown here. And all of a sudden we'll look, and there you are. And how'd you get it? Why, the angel of the Lord just picked you up and set you right down and say, tell me an angel.
Amen.
Don't tell me I don't know an angel when I see one.
Amen.
Hello there, Angel Burgess.
Hallelujah.
Hello there, Angel Dennis. Hello there, Angel Michelle. I'm trying to figure out where that laugh is. You got that little old grin on your face. I want it genuine.
Amen.
I don't know why you're looking so sad this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. My God, ma'am, you've come this far by faith.
Oh, yes.
I wonder where you got the faith from.
Thank you, Lord.
From the preacher.
Hey.
The word of faith is nigh me, in my mouth, and I put it in your heart. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. The word of faith which I preach. God bless you. You may sit down. And I stood upon the sand of the sea. And I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Now it's always been known that the sea represents multitude of people. Even by the earliest theologians. A sand of the sea. We're the sea, we're the sand of what God sees.
Amen.
The sand of the sea. He sees you.
Amen.
I was preaching in I got so many things going through my spirit. Like today I was preaching about whosoever looks at a woman to lust. And Brother Chris looked at me and says, what do you mean by that? It means when you look to lust.
Right.
And all you folks got to tell me, you've always looked, but never to lust. Where most of you looking is, whether you lust after a woman, lust after a car, lust after a home, lust after a job, that's lust. That's adultery. Oh, boy. You're adulterers. You look to the world for everything. When you'll be looking to God for all things. I try to tell you people, I'm not against homosexuals. I'm not against drunkards. Jesus Christ is not against sinners. He's for sinners. He died for you, sinner. Don't mock that glorious death. He hung on the cross for you, sinner. You're so ungrateful. We forget so quick.
Glory! Glory!
Now, I've been trying my best for the last couple of days. People think, Mr. Trump, I'm not against Trump. He's the closest thing in my lifetime of a man to whom Satan's going to answer you. And he's been influenced by hell, not by heaven. I don't care what these guys holler. He's blowing a trumpet. And I say that. Isn't it remarkable? Remarkable. Under Reagan, I told you what Reagan did. I told you what Obama done. I told you what Bush has done. God used the presidents of the United States because they have always been identified as the most powerful men on the earth. Satan is powerful. While God's men speak the truth, these men always speak a lie. Mr. Trump cannot speak the truth. Because he's not the personification of truth. He's not even capable to believe truth. The badge of the Antichrist is lies. Incapable of thinking. He lies on you and me. They lied on me. Blessed are you when men revile you. My God, how many you folk like to revile me, don't you? And if I didn't show you revival, you wouldn't believe it, would you? Would you? Would you? Don't like the truth about you, do you? But you love to tell lies on somebody else like it's true. I'm not telling a lie on Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump just lies. And that's what the man of sin is going to be. He's going to be a liar.
Hallelujah.
The man of sin is going to be the father of lies. Like God be manifested in Jesus, the truth, Satan will be manifested in a man, a lie.
Hallelujah.
And look how you sit there. I'm not against Mr. Trump. Fill up your cup, sir. You know, it's amazing what you can tell about him. Fritz, one of his nieces, is writing a book. He's trying his best to make sure it doesn't get published. Why? Because it's true. And it's remarkable, one of the things she says about him, when she was 22, she was at his place in Mar-a-Lago. They were having a party. He looked over and said, "Boy, you're sure stacked, honey." You know what that means?
Yes. Yes.
Stacked. Wow. He said, mm-hmm. Hey? Yes. Nobody what it means when he said stacked?
Yes.
Hmm? Talking to his niece.
Yes.
And right in front of everybody else. The man's a pervert. His whole life has been perverted. Everything he's ever done. The money he's made, he's stolen. Stole it from, and they got the goods on him. And he knows it.
Yeah.
Now he's starting to shake a little bit. He don't want to turn in his tax. You know why? Because he's lied to the revenue. He may never mind. You poor damn folk. You're just not going to grasp it. And you're going to say, "Oh, I'm against Trump." I'm not against Trump. When Obama was, "Oh, you're always pricking on Obama." I said, "I'm not. Obama is the beginning of the abomination. How could you ignore it? Why would a man change his name to abomination, Obama? Why is Trump named Trump? Why was Bush's name Bush? How did God speak to Moses? Well, did he speak to the swirl out of the bushes? Two bushes. And what did those bushes do? They burned. They both called down fire. Hey! Is there anybody on this earth, anywhere, with any spiritual understanding of what's going on? With all the deceivableness of unrighteousness, professing himself to be wise, deceived us.
Hallelujah.
What about you? I don't profess myself to be wise. I told you the one thing I asked, and don't you dare. If there's one thing you're not going to get by with me and challenge the wisdom wherewith I speak. Because if we're going to get any soul saved in this generation, it's going to take some wisdom. I got to know by the wisdom of God whether you're one. You don't understand that, do you? For he must. Oh, I've been voted in, right? Not your soul. You know to watch for your own soul, don't you? Don't you? You know what you're doing, don't you? Boy, you put a nice cover on that thing. Did you make that?
Yep.
KJV?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's all? What's that mean?
King James Version.
Oh, okay. Well, I have King Jesus Version.
Amen.
See, I'd like to talk to you about it, but we just don't get it. We just don't get it. One of the things Mr. Trump said this morning was, "They're always picking on me." So no matter what I do, they find something wrong with it. Well, why not? He's wrong. Ain't nothing right about him. Ain't nothing right about the devil. No. If the devil, these servants are the well, that ain't right. See, now I lost you right again, didn't I? Huh? See? How would you like to be, everybody said, "Boy, those people down there, they're the children of God." We want their testimony. I want the Holy Spirit to bear with us that we are the children of God. And he is here now. Unto you. Unto you. might be a widow and you might be a leper, but unto you. Amen. Unto you. Amen. You weren't sent to the prophet. The prophet was sent to you. Amen. Well, now, brother, oh, if I say to stand up, you'll do it, but you won't do it on your own, will you? Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Have you? Well, they heard him talking about you, and they say you're a good man, James. Well, them say you're one of the prophets.
Glory to God. Glory.
John, well, they say you go about doing good. Bartholomew?
Yes, Lord.
Bartholomew? Whom do you say they're saying about me? Well, he's a good man. He does a little good. I mentioned the other day about giving. And I've given more than all of you. I don't care if you combined all the years of your giving. I keep telling people, I've had $45 million. And I say it.
$45 million.
All it needed was my signature. We've got to respond. Which one of you had $45 million? Given to you in the last 40 years. Are you, even you guys who got big paychecks. He had 250, right? 250,000, not even a million. Dennis got an inheritance. Was that 200,000, something like that? Not a million. But by giving it, it became part of the millions.
Hallelujah.
Now we're millionaires.
Hallelujah.
We're heirs.
Yes.
And join in with the God of heaven. Now we're sons of God.
Yes.
Wow, what an inheritance.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
Now are we the sons of God.
Yes.
Doesn't appear that way, but that's what we is.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
And we're not putting up a white flag.
No.
We're not surrendering.
No.
We're
going
to put up the red flag.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody, somewhere. Oh, I know it was the blood. Waiting around for me to die. Get him out of the way.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You saw it very clearly. One day, right on these grounds, they come and arrested me.
Yes.
Right in my house.
Yes.
Tear me off this ground.
Yes.
30 days in that jailhouse. And a bunch of guys are waiting around here saying, he ain't coming back.
No.
He's not coming. This whole world's crying, he ain't coming back. But he's coming back.
Yes.
He's coming back. He's coming back. Can I take your back? Watch your back. So he's coming back. Oh, the Lord is coming back. He's coming back. The Lord is coming back. And Satan is going to be bound for 1,000 years. And at the end of 1,000 years, he's going to be loosed again and go out to deceive all the nations. And then God's going to cast them all into hell. Watch them for all. And there'll be no more coming back. Wow. Ay, 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 ay. Wish I was an orator. Wish I was understood. Misunderstood. The Savior of sinners died on the cross. He was God's only Son.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it's misunderstood.
Yes.
How many of you folk misunderstand me? You better watch your words. You understand that? I always commend Timothy on this one particular thing. When one day he was being pushed by his rebellious, stubborn wife because he wasn't taking a stand enough against me. That's what it was all about. She wanted him to speak up. And so before he knew it, he spoke up. And boy, had a good phrase. Why do you allow all these things to happen? Why are you allowing yourself to let these people see? What's wrong with you, man? Wouldn't it be better if we'd done that in secret? It wouldn't be secret to God. So why do you allow it? You see, when I allowed it, I stepped out of the house and right away she starts picking. She's a picker. But she didn't pick me. I picked her. And you didn't pick God. He picked you. He's a picker. He's a picker. He actually picked you out. Whoa. Somebody ought to get excited about this Jesus. Don't being a cotton picker is no insult. If you're a cotton picker, you're not a pick cotton. No? You went to my picking cotton, don't know how to pick it? Don't even know what it is? See, God knows what you is, so he picked you out. Yeah. He also knows what you're going to be. So he picked you to be where you're going. Somebody ought to get so excited you can't hold yourself down. Now, I tried to tell you one of the reasons. Well, why did God even keep me alive?
Thank you, God.
87 years old.
Thank you, God.
They're dying left and right.
Thank you, God.
The other night, a young mother got on the boat, went out for a ride. The boat didn't come back. They went looking for her and found her little boy asleep in the boat. But they can't find her. No foul play, though. Yeah. Can't you understand why she would do that? What'd she do? Well, she jumped in the water with a little boy on the ship. The little boy said, I saw her go down. I never saw her come back up. You poor people. All we got to do is describe something to you that's going on. And we just don't have it. I just described this morning that they are now pronouncing South Carolina as the number one state with the virus.
Thank you.
Lord, Houston, Texas.
Thank you, Lord.
The hospitals are jammed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Charlotte, Charleston, Columbia.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
When the enemy comes in like a flood.
Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And for some reason or other, you folk won't give me no leeway.
Hallelujah.
See, I haven't asked for a phone call this morning because I don't want to hear Ann called in. I don't want to hear Rufus called in.
Okay.
I don't want to hear my friends from New York to call in. I don't want them to do it. I don't hear Dave to call in. I don't want to hear them. No. Because when I called, they wouldn't answer me.
Hallelujah.
So I don't hear them call. Because I'm not going to answer them. I don't hear my stupid friend up there. We haven't got a new caller. Now I wouldn't mind Sister Burgess.
Hallelujah.
She said, pay the love out there.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to hear my friend from Switzerland call in. I love you back there. Oh, I love you back there. I said, come here. See, I don't even say that now because I'm tired of... What should we do? What should we do? We're putting out a call.
Lord, hallelujah.
See? Now, is that Sister Burgess or is that Steve? Or what's your judgment? Huh? Oh, yeah? Well, let's see how good you are. Where'd you go? Oh, there they are. Hello? Oh, who do you think that is? Sister Johnson. Just sent a pretty good offering the other day. God bless you, Sister Johnson. Can you believe that woman wakes up and stays near the phone? I know you're there.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you. Maranatha.
Well, see, one person says it right. Some folks said, Maranatha. Some folks said, what does it mean? It's amazing. Where it was spoken of along with another word. Go see where it's at. Hello?
Praise the Lord, brothers.
Who are you?
Sister Borges. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I like consistency. God bless you, Sister Borges.
Thanks, Brother Staff.
Just having fun with you, ain't I? Yeah, God's making fun of us. He's laughing at us. Even your best gift is not accepted. What he wants is your last gift. He wants the end of your life, the end of your faith, the last. How good is that faith? Will it hold out to the end? I was going to talk about the Antichrist, the fourth beast. Diverse.
Yes, Lord.
Does anybody know what that means? Different. The government we have now is diverse from any government we ever had. Yes. We've had many Antichrists, many Antichrists in the presidency, but none like this one.
Yes.
And the one scripture I used many times to defy this man, tell it to me. And they won't do it. Above all that is called God or power. Denying the very existence of God, because he says, I'm the greatest. The man actually done that. Out of his own mouth, I'm the great. I'm the chosen one, he said. Damn you, folk, why can't you respond to that? He is. He's a chosen one. The Antichrist is going to be a man chosen by... A chosen one. You know what you are? You're a chosen one. To enlighten. We're not his base. We hit a home run. We crossed the base. Home base already. Yes, sir, we're going home.
Yes.
We're going to cross the baseline. Won't be long now.
Amen.
Gosh, Timothy the priest, a couple years ago, just a little while longer. Yeah, but that was 10 years ago, just a little while longer. Takes 10 years for some of you folks to take the weight of that. There's some weight in truth. The weight of your matters. Don't forget the way your matters.
Yes.
Aren't you ashamed? Out of my mouth, almost every line is a scripture or the word of God. And you don't know it. You don't recognize the word of God. Because the spirit of God, the word of God is spirit.
Yes,
who is Jesus? He was God.
Amen.
Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Whom do they say I, the Son of Man, am? I am the Son of Man.
Amen.
Look, I still look. I told you what a Son of Man is. He's a man that God raises up with a specific message for a specific time to a specific people.
Amen.
That's what a Son of Man is. I'm the one God chose to say to this world, this is the last generation. Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime. Prepare to meet your God. Nobody else is doing it. Nobody. Just say nobody knows. Nobody knows who the Son of Man is. Nobody knows what the revelation of truth is. Nobody knows. Why are you playing with that? For I know in whom oh, come on. Hold it. Let's sing the persuadedness. Do I have to lead you again? For I know in whom I have believed, I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that. We're going to judgment, folks. We're going to the final judgment.
Yes,
yes sir, we are.
Yes.
We're going to be judged today. We're going to be judged for what we're doing now. But we're headed for the final judgment.
Yes.
sinners won't stand in judgment.
No.
They won't stand.
No.
But we sinners are going to stand in judgment and be judged righteously. Somebody say, praise the Lord. The righteous judge. My God. What in the world? I wish I could say, but I don't know how to do it. See, my life is going to end this thing.
Amen.
And my death ain't too far off. Although I got folks saying, well, you're going to live in the 10 years. That'd be nice, I think. In those days shall men seek death. That's me. God says there's four ways of life and the way of death. Now you choose which one you're going to take. I wake up every morning, I don't choose life. Mm-hmm.
My Lord.
I choose death.
Yeah.
But he chose that I live.
Amen.
Oh, no, he's going to make sure you. Well, yeah. Well, why are you allowing that, God? Why do you allow that God to do what he's doing?
Thank you, God.
Why do you allow him to talk to God people like that?
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Why do you allow you to live? Why did it preserve you? Maybe I'll pray the Catholic prayer. Holy Mary, Mother God, pray for sinners now in the hour of our death. Good prayer. It's to the wrong person. Jesus said, I'm going to pray for you in your hour of death. He's going to pray for us. Death is everywhere. Death to family, death to death. Death. Death works in you and me, but life works in him. My God. Why did you allow God to have his way? You allow the devil to have his way. Why do you allow it? Why'd you resist him? How do you resist? By letting God have his way. Would you live for Jesus and be? Anybody know that song? His power
can make you what you are to be.
I didn't take it out of your mind. Now the devil's the one that steals. He steals them words. He steals them beautiful words. And why do you allow him? God inhabits the praises of his people. So why allow the devil rob you of praise? You can't find something to praise him for? You love Jesus? Where is he at? Well. Don't like me, do you?
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Father.
There are many preachers out here. Many prophets. Love one of them. People love Mr. Trump. But they're not God's people. Oh, I love him, but not the way they love him. And he's doing a lot of things, boy. Surprising. He influenced at least 85 local election just by putting his endorsement on him. Well, we got one coming up in this country, right here. Pretty soon, Mr. Lindsey Graham. Anybody want to know why Lindsey Graham has switched? He called Mr. Trump every name he could think about a couple of years ago. Is it now all of a sudden? Well, because his election is this. And the sad part about Mr. Graham, he's running against a black fellow. And Black Lives Matter. So Mr. Trump and his racism, he's going to choose Lindsey Graham over the black guy and endorse him. That one of our black governors, Tim Scott, come on, Tim Scott. What the hell are you doing up to endorsing Trump? Why? Because it gives me credibility. I endorse him, he endorses me. What a political world, huh? You know, Does the devil endorse your life? He can throw it right in the face of God. A friend of the world that will move the love of God right out of your heart. Do you ever allow yourself to love the world? Love the things in the world? You don't want to hear the word of God in that, do you? Do you? You love the things of the world, then the love of the Father is not in you. You know what the love of the world is? It's the lust of the flesh. Pride of life. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm white and I'm right. I'm a Democrat. I'm a moderate. I'm a Catholic. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Presbyterian. I'm a woman. I'm a man. All the kind of language of the world. You poor folk. You don't see that, do you? See, this ministry is not of the world. It doesn't run the way the world runs. This man is not being upheld by the world. On the least are his everlasting arms. He holds me up. He lifts me up. And in the end, he's going to present me faultless in front of all you fault finders. God says, I don't find no fault in him. But you want God to say that for you? Present you faultless before his presence? Father, I don't find no fault in him. And Lord, how come you say that one? I find no fault in him. So why does he find fault? I try to explain that to you too. Why does God still find fault? Why does he find sin? Why won't you answer me? Because I have done the answer here. Why does God still find fault? So he can get you to confess your faults. One to another. That you might be healed. Anybody need healing around here?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You don't know what a fault is, huh? My fault, right? Boy, the Bible is so clear. Why does God yet find fault? Why do you yet find sin in us? So that we can confess it. Who's going to confess it? Unconfessed sin, they call? Unconfessed fault? Confess your fault. Be open about it. So he can present you faultless. My God. You're a bunch of fault-finding people. You find fault with everybody, everything, except yourself. And then when the boomerang comes back, the fourth beast, the government's going to tramp down all resistance worldwide. Amen. Give us a man who can find a solution for this. Right. Mr. Trump warned us of this. He said, the balloon is going to burst. Yes. Mr. Trump, what do you mean by that? He said, you'll find out very soon. The financial balloon is busted. The insurance balloon is busted. The political balloon is busted. The Supreme Court is busting. The dollar bill is collapsing. Amen. The world's laughing. I don't care what this guy says. We got the greatest power, military power. Like hell we do. We got countries up there that can blow us right out of the sea. And they're willing to make the first strike to make sure we don't strike back. When they hit, boy, they're going to hit. Henry Gruber, was it? I saw the rockets coming out from the Caribbean, from the Atlantic, Pacific Northwest. Brother Allen did the same thing. So I saw a cloud. Nobody in this place will respond with a positive answer that you know that that's what we brought them to you. David Wilkins prophesied things. Now he's gone. Now all these folks still locked in New York. Thank you, Jess. None of these things move me. Mine eyes have seen the glory. When he comes in all of his glory.
Hallelujah.
With all his holy angels with him. Is that clear enough?
Yes.
Trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. Blood's going to flow as high as a horse's bridle. High as a horse's bridle? The earth's going to be covered with blood. Blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And you're so proud and so haughty that you will not concede that what I'm saying is a legitimate, absolute warning. To who? To you. To whom shall I speak? Either watch or you listen to. 45,000 will make their way across with Houston, which was one of the most devastating cities in the nation. 45 million or 1,000 will make their way to the Houston Dome with a little smiley, toothless boy. If you want to discern whether a politician or a preacher or anything is right, check their money. They're all rich.
Yes.
And they that be rich, a lot of folk go into politics to get rich.
Yes.
They that be rich.
Amen.
We haven't come here to get rich. And if we become rich, we become poor. That we through that poverty might be made rich. Glory be to God. I wish somebody in this damn house. Wow, what a rebellious house do I deal with. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back to my house and say, God, they just can't do it. Why can't you do it, Lord? Why, God, they're not willing. They're not willing to humble themselves. He does not compel us.
He does not compel us. He does not compel us to go. He just makes us willing.
As you will. I don't compel you to come here for service. I don't compel you to come. I even tell you, I told you yesterday, don't come. I did. I'm sick and tired of you folk getting up there when I got something to talk about for people around the world. And you missed it this morning, you see. I wanted to talk about the revelation of man of sin, about the time we have.
Yes.
You're not interested. Things that trouble me. For instance, I heard from Jackie this morning, and he's in bad shape. I heard from Ken. They're in bad shape. They'd be here if they physically could do it. Jackie said, I stay in bed all the time. I know about that. How many of you folk go get in your bed? Made your bed, lie in it, and stop passing it off and blame it on somebody else. They don't love the truth. You know the things that happened to you? They wouldn't happen if I wasn't here. Yes, sir. When God finally takes his presence off this earth, we're going to see hell on earth. As long as his presence is around, there's a little bit of heaven.
Amen.
But it doesn't take it off.
Thank you, Father.
It doesn't take his presence away from you.
Uh-huh.
No matter what you're doing, you'll feel his presence, a little conviction.
Right.
Now, God, watch what you're doing. Watch how you think. You can't see what I'm doing because you're not watching what you're doing. Because what I'm doing has to do with you. Wow. See, I say things like that, and my head goes, whoo, boy, that's true. I'm the sign.
Yes.
You see everything that God's doing in here. Weariness, often. Weakness, constantly. And I even tell you people how many years ago, when I was strong and robust and tearing up everything, I said to you, you will see me get weak. And then I made it very clear, not only physically, the only place I haven't got too weak is mentally. I still got a good, my mind still works.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I let the mind in here that's in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For the joy that was set before him, he endured the contradiction of sinners,
amen,
the snide remarks, the brutal actions, a man of sorrows, Sometimes I wish God would let me know what's happening to these people. He said, no, you don't want to know. You don't really want to know. So I'm determined. I know too much already what your children are doing to you, what wives are doing to you, what you're doing to yourself. I don't like it. And the part that you don't like is when I say I know what you're doing to yourself. I do yourself no harm. See, you read those stories in the Bible and you think there's no prevalence here. All the man was doing was going to take his life. And when Paul saw him do it, he said to him, hey, don't do yourself any harm. Well, then what should I do? I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I do that. Do that, believe. Come on, believe. Believe for your brother. Believe for your sister. Believe for your God. Believe for your own sake. Believers. Believe wrong is wrong. Sin is sin. Righteous is right. Believe. Sounds simple, huh? It is. You have no trouble believing wrong, do you? I wonder who's doing that. Oh, well. Walter with a fire, pardon. Walter with a fire. You're a damn fool. You know why I mock this guy? Because he's asking me to honor the new covenant, and that's all I've ever preached. He's asked me to be merciful, and I am. Amen. See? See? But what he wants me is to approve of his damn wickedness. Amen. See? See? I'll overcome. I'm an overcomer, see? Yeah. I'm overcoming him. You're a liar, Satan. You're just a damn. You will never be saved. See, he don't want to hear that. See? That's where you're going. To the lake of fire. That's where you go. Whosoever, yes sir. Whosoever you that judges another and judge not your own self. See, he's going to the lake of fire. And he, now, listen to me. Why did this man sit up there and wherever he says he's at, and on Saturday morning, he makes sure he hears this broadcast? Huh? To do what? Nobody else, nobody's hearing. You folks know this guy? The only way you know if I showed you. No, see, a lot of folks don't know the devil, do they? Do they? He's a deceiver. He's a liar. He speaks evil of those that he's got to dignify. He's rambling. Rambling. See, he's not a hearer. He won't hear. He won't hear. See? Oh, why don't you forgive him? He don't ask for forgiveness. He's not seeking repentance. You think Enoch's seeking repentance? Or you understand some of the stuff that they've said on the air? Huh? See? They're not even asking for forgiveness. This guy, he's not going to ask for forgiveness. Yet they repent not of their sorcery. You see the sorcery working? Are you folks seeing it working? Who do you expect to influence? Not here. You wouldn't be influenced by him, would you? Are you sure? And you hear these guys say, you need to listen to me. No! No, 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 not to Steve, not to Enoch, not to Stan, not to you. I receive nothing from you. Not even your rejection. Not even your condemnation. Not even your judgment. So I'm not going to take your blessing. I receive nothing from man. Come on, join the shop. Hey, you didn't go, did you? Oh, he hung up. Yes, sir, he's hung up. Hang him up, God. Hang him between two thieves. One on our left side said, come on now. Save yourself so you can save us. See, you folk don't buy that. I don't know what's wrong with you. You see this unfold. I ask you again, what in the world is God keeping me alive? To do what? To be rejected? To be despised?
Thank you, God.
And you're going to join that side?
No.
And they rail on him with the mouth?
Amen.
Others he couldn't save? Can't save himself?
Rejected.
I can't save myself.
No.
I can't save myself.
No.
Once I was astray in
sin's
dark
valley.
No hope. Y'all forgot that song, yeah? He came to save sinners.
Yes.
If these guys won't confess their sins, that's a terrible sin what this guy does.
Amen.
That's a terrible sin.
Yes.
Touch not my anointed and do my prophets, Noah. Well, I don't believe your... I even now you believe in the prophet. Oh, yeah, but you...
Amen.
You do the same thing. Many of you do the same thing. Remember, yes? Told you that day? Remember? And you still get something, that's what you're going to do. Predictable. Like natural brute beasts. Predictable. Raging waves of the sea. Predictable. Oh, Satan, rage.
We will not be defeated.
We
have the power.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
God bless you. Go with God. He'll go with you. All the feast days will gather in the month of September. That's not this year, but the next year that will take place. It'll be 2021, and we hope to inform more and more as we watch the things unfold, the man of sin being revealed, the temple of being abominable,